Listening to Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. If you are, then the name of the program is Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza. Created live, improvised, in an experimental vein, happening at this moment and no other. Listen. If you are moved to do so, thank you.
Stay with me and learn all that I have to give you. I can teach you how to get out of a house altogether.
Exercise 9, Nonviolent Communication. There will always be situations and circumstances in your life when someone will cross some personal boundary, triggering strong emotional responses. This exercise is derived from Marshall Rosenberg's excellent book, Nonviolent Communication.
Of political liberty. That very concrete conception of political liberty, that idea of political freedom, is as a unique a statement of the Greek mind as monotheism is to the Israelites. As the liberation by God of the Israelites from slavery in Egypt led to monotheism, so the concept of liberation from Persian conquest enforced upon the Greeks the notion of freedom. It coalesced this idea of freedom into a conception that would resonate throughout all of history. Today we want to see how the Athenians took this concept of freedom and enlarged it into the first true democracy in history.
His wife said it last, but put on the light. I don't want the light. Come to bed. You heard her roll impatiently. The bedspring squealed. Are you drunk? She said. Late in the night, he looked over at Mildred. She was awake. There was a tiny dance of melody in the air. Her seashell was stamped in her ear again, and she was listening to far people in far places, her eyes wide and staring at the fathoms of blackness above her in the sea. Wasn't there old joke about the wife who talked so much on the telephone that her desperate husband ran out to the nearest store and telephoned her to ask what was for dinner. Well then, why didn't he buy himself an audio seashell broadcasting station and talk to his wife late at night? Murmur, whisper, shout, scream, yell.
However, such models of the universe are not of much interest to us ordinary mortals. It seems better to employ the principle of economy known as Occam's razor and cut out all the features of the theory that cannot be observed. This approach led Heisenberg, Erwin Schrödinger, and Paul Dirac in the 1920s to reformulate mechanics into a new theory called quantum mechanics.
Together, without having to die. And what we have to do in order to get to that place where we can take the key and unlock the self-imposed prisons or the prisons that we have given ourselves on the basis of what we have come to believe is our limitations, what we can and can't do.
There are four basic steps to nonviolent communication, which involve four questions you ask yourself whenever you find yourself becoming defensive. When someone pushes your buttons, it's tempting to want to push back, but that's not an optimal response. It is not productive. It wastes valuable personal energy, and it creates more turbulence in the world. For this exercise, think of a recent situation when something irritated or upset you in some way. Keeping that experience in mind, follow these four steps.
Kicking off a bunch of debris. Most of that debris, of course, fell right back onto the surface of Mars. But some of it was kicked off fast enough to actually escape the planet, wander around the solar system. A lot of that dropped into the sun. Some of it fell onto Venus. Some of it ultimately came back to Mars. Bits of it hit the moon. Some of it hit the Earth.
Based on the uncertainty principle. In this theory, particles no longer had separate, well-defined positions and velocities that could not be observed. Instead, they had a quantum state, which was a combination of position and velocity.
And political legacy of Athenian democracy.
She was so strange, she couldn't believe into her thoughts. He was in someone else's house, like those other jokes people told of the gentleman drunk coming home late at night, unlocking the wrong door, entering a wrong room and bedding with a stranger, and getting up early and going to work, and neither of them the wiser. Millie, he whispered, what? I didn't mean to startle you. What I want to know is, well, when did we meet? And where? When did we meet? For what?
The starlight.
I mean,
Montag saw the luminous dial of his waterproof watch.
They stood by the river in the starlight.
Montag saw the luminous dial of his waterproof watch. 5 o'clock in the morning. Another year ticked by in a single hour, and dawn waiting beyond the far bank of the river.
Why do you trust me?
Said Montag. A man moved in the darkness.
The look of you's enough. You haven't seen yourself in the mirror lately.
Beyond that, the city has never cared so much about us to bother with an elaborate chase like this to find us. A few crackpots with verses in their heads can't touch them. And they know it, and we know it. Everyone knows it.
Christianity will also have important political ramifications. In its triumph will come a whole new conception of limits upon imperial power.
Step 1. Separate observation from evaluation. Define what actually happened instead of relying on your interpretation of what happened. Be as objective as possible when describing the event. Ask yourself, what are you actually responding to? What actually occurred? What did you see and hear? For example, you may be driving along in the car, wondering whether you need anything for dinner tonight, when your spouse notices your silence and asks you, what are you upset about?
We have to let go of that. And I call it rewriting our agreement with reality. We literally have to make a whole new contract with what it is that I perceive to be what is possible for me. And in order to do that, we have to shift out of the things that we have come to believe in, and everything that you came to this program watching tonight that you believe in was handed to you by someone else outside of you, was handed to you by the experiences or testimony of someone in the past.
The troops of the Persian king have technological superiority. They have an archery corps. So committees made up of these Athenian males handle all issues of government. In our foreign policy, we do not take favors from others. And none has been greater at this than Pericles. Rather than undertaking the arduous alternative of supplying ships and soldiers. So the Athenians choose the tribute to buy the ships and build them, to man them with Athenian soldiers. And the result was that by, again, the middle of the 5th century, the Athenian Confederation had turned really into an empire.
And because it comes from outside of you, there is still an element of doubt. And this element of doubt isn't bad, but it keeps you from reaching higher levels, because what you think about is what expands. And if you're thinking doubt, then doubt is what expands. William Blake said, if the sun and moon should ever doubt, they would immediately go out. So how do we get past what we believe in or what has been handed to us and still honor it and be grateful for all of the teachers and all of the people who have come before us?
Your thigh muscles, down to your calves, and all the way down to your feet. So every muscle in your legs, ankles, and feet becomes loose and relaxed. And this feeling of complete relaxation engulfs your whole body from top to toe. And there may even be times that you are unaware of your body. Almost as though you were floating. Floating down into an ever deeper state of physical and mental relaxation. Drifting down, and you may soon find drifting down that your mind begins to wander. But it doesn't matter where you drift, where you go, as my voice will travel with you at all times, and every positive suggestion I give you will sink deeply into the unconscious part of your mind.
You say, I'm not upset about anything, I was just thinking about dinner. Your spouse responded to your silence with an evaluation, not an observation. Anytime you attach meaning to an action, that is an interpretation or evaluation. For the following set of sentences, see if you can figure out which is the evaluation and which is the observation.
So what we have to learn to do is let go of that tribal consciousness and shift to what I call a knowing. Now, there's a big difference between what you believe and what you know. Everything that you know is something that you have made conscious contact with. Conscious contact. So there's nobody out there watching. There's nobody in this world who knows how to swim, who learned it by somebody else telling them that you can swim.
And you merge into the now by giving up your attachment. And some of you have heard me use the metaphor of the wake. Alan Watts talked about the wake is not what drives the boat.
In general, quantum mechanics does not predict a single definite result for an observation.
Governed by the Athenians, which the Athenians themselves recognized was a tyranny. A tyranny that did some good things, but which is impossible to leave once you join.
So long as the vast population doesn't wander about quoting the Magna Carta and the Constitution, it's all right. The firemen were enough to check that now and then. No, the cities don't bother us, and you look like hell. They moved along the bank of the river going south.
Or by watching Mark Spitz go through the water. Or by observing other people doing it. You may remove some of the doubt, but you will never know how to swim until you get in the water and blub around a few times and then do it.
Instead, it predicts a number of different possible outcomes and tells us how likely each of these is. That is to say, if one made the same measurement on a large number of similar systems, each of which started off in the same way, one would find that the result of the measurement would be A in a certain number of cases, B in a different number, and so on. One could predict the approximate number of times that the result would be A or B, but one could not predict the specific result of an individual measurement. Quantum mechanics, therefore, introduces an unavoidable element of unpredictability or randomness into science. Einstein objected to this very strongly, despite the important role he had played in the development of the ideas. Einstein was awarded the Nobel Prize for his contribution to quantum theory. Nevertheless, Einstein never accepted that the universe was governed by chance. His feelings were summed up in his most famous statement.
And then you'll have a knowing, and that knowing is something that you'll never lose. It's like riding a bicycle, or dancing the Macarena, or making a lemon meringue pie, or anything that you know how to do. It's because you've made conscious contact. And I'd like to suggest that there's a big difference between knowing about a divine presence, knowing about a sacred awareness, knowing about God, and knowing God.
One, I saw you flirting with that woman at the party. Or, I saw you talking with that woman at the party for more than 1 hour.
The wake is just a trail that is left behind. That's all it is. And so is the wake of your life. And the wake doesn't make the boat go, and neither does the wake of your life the reason why your life is going in the direction that it is.
I can see that your work has become more important to you than your family. Or, you have been leaving for work before dawn and coming home after 10 p.m. every day for the last 3 weeks.
There's a big difference. Just like there's a big difference between knowing about the possibility of being able to heal myself of something that is bothering me, perhaps a disease process. I perhaps may believe that it's possible because I've read other people and I've heard others say it. And I've read the testimony and I've listened to the tapes and I've gone to the seminar.
They took students and educated them. Educated them in the skills that would make this student a success in the Athenian democracy. And of course, that meant above all, to speak well.
Behind that is not what drives the boat. The metaphor of the wake. Alan Watts talked about the wake is not what drives the boat. The wake is just a trail that is left behind. That's all it is. And so is the wake of your life. And the wake doesn't make the boat go, and neither does the wake of your life the reason why your life is going in the direction that it is. The wake is a trail that is left behind, and it's an illusion to believe that it is the cause of your suffering or your struggles or your difficulties.
Last ever radio extravaganza. Listen to it. You can hear Ken's last ever radio extravaganza right at this moment. Simply stop what you are not doing and continue to do whatever is happening. Right now, you're you. Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza happens when you listen to it on Tuesday nights here at this station, every Tuesday night from 6:30 until 7, and you can hear it afterwards, again and again, as though it were happening right now, on the internet. There's a webpage which has the address counterfolk.com/last-ever. If you're on that webpage at counterfolk.com/last-ever, you can listen to many shows, many of them, lots of them. You can probably listen to 50 shows tonight if you listen to a few of them at once and you spend a lot of time and you don't go to sleep and you have a lot of computers. Otherwise, the shows are created live, and this is shortly the end of Ken's last ever radio extravaganza. The reactions that you have and the things that you have done and not done and wish that you could do while you were listening are things that I would like to hear about. Please send email to the address ken@counterfolk.com. Send it right now. Why wait for the show to end? Or call up on the telephone and speak. The phone number is 512-472-5667. For that, I encourage you to wait at least 3 minutes. And to listen again on the internet, counterfolk.com/lastever, to listen anew next Tuesday night from 6:30 until 7 p.m. And right now, KOOP Austin is leaving the air. Community radio station, where the views expressed are those of the engineers and programmers, and not of the board of directors, underwriters, or staff, is located 304 East 5th Street in downtown Austin. Our phone number is 512-472-1369. And moments from now, KBRX will take over the airwaves. Thanks for listening. Thanks for listening to Ken's Last Ever Radio Extravaganza.
Give it up. Let it go. Embrace it. Understand it. Get help doing that if you must. And then move into the next. The next principle I call... It's from a line of Albert Einstein. He said, you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. In order to work at solving these things called problems in your life, you have to change your mind. It is your mind where they live. It is your mind that created them. There is where you experience them. They're all illusions. You must change your mind. Literally, rewrite your agreement with reality.